passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
And welcome back. Final hour on this Wednesday. We'll be here tomorrow, but we will not really be here. We'll just be playing some tapes if you have time. I know there's a lot of football on, but we will be live Friday from Auburn. We're really looking forward to introducing you again to Thaddeus Bullard. You know him under a different name. As a wrestler, we went and saw him a couple of years ago for a special homecoming documentary, and it was one of the more enjoyable ones we did. Thad, welcome back to our show, the great Florida player who went on, made a bigger name in wrestling. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Paul? Good to see you again. Look, good to see we're still sporting the same hairdo.
Yeah, we are. We'll get to college football in a minute because I do want your thoughts on the Gators. But tell us about your life in the ring and what's been going on.
Well, now I'm less time in the ring and doing more serving as a WWE Global Ambassador, getting a chance to continue the great work that we're doing in communities everywhere that we go, built around our premium live events, representing the brand in every way possible. Obviously, my Bullard Family Foundation here back in Tampa. We're doing amazing things, serving thousands and thousands of families. Since our interview, there's been a public school that's been named after me now here in Tampa. It's the Thaddeus and Bullard Academy at Sly Little Magnet School. It's in the 6 high zip code for children living in the state of Florida living in poverty. And I'm trying to help move them into more self-sufficiency in that level. So. Been doing a lot of exciting things built around helping these families in the zip code, as well as through the school and traveling and doing a little bit, getting ready to do a little bit of acting as well. So I'm pretty excited about the next 12 months and both with WWE as well. Obviously, with the new merger with Endeavor, it gives us a bigger platform to do more amazing things, both inside the product and in the communities that we serve.
And Thad, before you became Titus O'Neil, the world-renowned wrestler, you had quite a backstory. And I know we've talked about it before, but so many people at this time of the year, as you know, because you do so much work out in the community, are suffering and thinking that their life right now couldn't be any worse. But the story you told me the day we spent together in Gainesville, I'll never forget it. And I hate to impose on you, but I do think it's an important part of your story, and I'm hoping that when you tell a little bit about how you came into this world and what you had to deal with, maybe it will inspire others.
Yeah, I mean, you're not imposing at all. It's part of who I am. You know, I'm the product of a sexual assault. My mother was raped at 11 years old, had me at the age of 12 against the wishes of many. You know, she was driven from St. Augustine, Florida, down to Boynton Beach, Florida, to have an abortion, and she jumped out of the car, and 3 months later, I was born. I was labeled a kid that would be dead or in jail by the time I was 16, and I believed that for a greater part of my young adult life, and got a chance to go to a place called the Florida Sheriff's Boys Ranch in Live Oak, Florida, a very small country town, but if it wasn't for that place and the messaging that was given to me at 12 years old, by a gentleman named Patrick Minogue. He told me in two minutes, you know, two things that changed my life. He said, number one, that there's no such thing as a bad kid. And for me, a kid that was, you know, told he'll be dead or in jail by the time he was 16, I'll never graduate from high school, I'll never graduate from college, too clumsy to play sports. The list went on and on. He wouldn't give me the answer or the response to why he said that, but he did say, you know, that he loved me and that he believed in me. And there were a lot of people that told me that they loved me, but then turn around and abuse me, beat me, curse me, et cetera. But nobody had ever told me that they believed in me. And because of his belief and giving me the opportunity to stay at the Boys Ranch against the wishes of many, I am the first person in my family to graduate from high school. I'm the first person in my family to graduate from college. I graduated from the greatest university in the world, the University of Florida. Go Gators, top 10 finish again, consecutive years. Played football for arguably one of the greatest college football coaches in college football, Steve Spurrier. National championship winner, SEC championship winner, and now WWE 24/7 inaugural champion and WWE tag team champion, and in the WWE Hall of Fame as a Warrior Award recipient. Most importantly, I'm a father, proud father of three amazing children. I get a chance to give them something that I never had growing up. I've never met my biological father a day in my life. And I know that especially around this time, you know, it does get emotional for me, because many of the thousands of families that I'm serving, we're serving 31,000 families throughout the Tampa Bay area with food, gifts, and toys through Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday. A lot of these families are just like myself. If there weren't people that were pouring into me and investing in me when they didn't have anything to return, I definitely would not be in the position that I'm in today. And so if I had any encouraging words to anyone out there that's struggling right now, I can tell you right now, there are really, really good people in this world, despite what the media may portray or things that may be going on around you. There are people that are battling cancer. There are kids that are battling cancer and have it way, way worse than others. And I never would want to put anyone's trauma over another. But what I can say is that if you're a person of faith, regardless of what that faith lies, my faith, you know, lies in, and I believe in God. Someone else may believe in Allah, and another person, they just got faith in general. Be a good human being, and our world will be better. My life is tremendously better, and it doesn't matter about lesbian, gay, straight, trans, Republican, Democrat. We focus so much on the wrong things. And so for me, I will never be successful at being a politician, nor do I have a desire to be a politician, because I do believe that religion and background, or religion and politics, have been the entities that are supposed to bring us together. And for some reason or another, they seemingly have been the one that's been more divisive. And whether you're in Florida or Texas or California or West Virginia or any other state in the United States of America, we're all Americans. And we do rally around each other when times are rough. In this season of Thanksgiving, that I have this platform with you, Paul, I just wanted people to be grateful for what they have, because there are a lot of people that have lost their families, or their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents during the pandemic. There are people that don't celebrate and don't have the ability to celebrate as a family, whether it be because of financial reasons or the loss of a loved one that's not there, that was just there 2 days ago, 3 days ago, or 3 years ago. People are dealing with trauma. Our lives can turn around on a dime, for the good or for the bad. So while we're giving thanks for so many things, the most important thing that you should, not just don't think during the holiday season, but in every day, be thankful for the fact that every day we wake up, we get a chance to be a great human being, not a great Black man, not a great Black woman, not a great, I mean, be proud of who you are, be proud of your heritage, but be more proud of being a great human being, because that's truly what's going to make our world a better place, give our children a better future. And my kids, you know, who are about to be out of the nest, one's at UCF playing football, the other one just signed, you know, committed to play at Oakland University. My daughter played basketball, and my youngest son is still trying to make his college decision of where he's going to go play football. I'm extremely proud of everything that I've been able to accomplish, but I'm even more proud about the fact that I get a chance to make a significant impact on so many. And yes, the University of Florida was extremely great to me, and therefore I'm going to always be extremely great to the University of Florida. But more importantly, I think that all of us have the ability to put the good people out in the world, and that's by one act of kindness can change somebody's life. And my life was changed by several acts of kindness, so therefore I got a lot to repay.
Thad, I'll never forget being with you down there in Gainesville, and when you told me your story, and we spent all day together, so you told it in a much less abridged way. I mean, it was impossible for me to sit there and comprehend what you had said, and the fact that you could regurgitate it. But I asked you that day, and I want to ask you again, because we all have difficulty communicating with loved ones. They may be our mother, father, grandparents, brother, sister, cousin, whatever. But how were you able to bridge that gap with your mom, considering that moment in time for her and the bravery and the courage that she showed to have you?
Yeah, as I shared with you at the time, me and my mom had a horrible relationship. So anyone that's out there that has had a horrible relationship with a parent or a grandparent, I can 100% understand. But as I got older, I found out how I was conceived at 17 years old. I was doing really well in school, doing really well in football. And my mom came up on a whim trip. And, you know, she said she thought it was time for me to know, you know, the true origin of how I came into this world. And so she told me how she had to go through this trauma of sexual assault. And all the hate that I had towards my mom instantly turned into love, because I realized at that time that my mom was a kid trying to raise kids. You know, I have three younger brothers as well. I love my mother. She is definitely the reason why a lot of students that I've put through college, 437 kids that I've helped get to college, thousands and thousands of families that I've helped bless. She is the origin and the reason, sole reason why I even exist, because of the courageous decision that she made. My mom never walked across the high school graduation stage. My mom never got the opportunity to go to a high school prom. My mom never ever got a chance to go on a real date, you know, as a teenager. And my mom, when we talk about having so much to be thankful for, my mom is, she's an amazing, amazing woman. And I think the greatest thing I can tell anyone out there, man, you only get one mother and you only get one father. I never met my biological father, but I do. And me and my mom butted heads. We still butt heads to this day. But I have best friends that don't have their mom around, and they wish they could just hug her or wish they could be argued at or yelled at by her. And I'm in that same boat. I'm thankful that my mother is still alive and well and able to pick up the telephone and give me a call and encourage me and say simple things. I love you and I'm proud of you. So for anyone out there that's had an issue with your parents, just know that much like yourself, you're not perfect. They are not perfect either. None of us are perfect individuals. We just have an opportunity each and every day to become better. And I'm not striving to be perfect. I'm striving to be obedient. Obedient to what God has called me to do. Obedient to how he's called me to serve people. To have vision of what can be better in life. And that usually starts at home for me. I will not sit on this camera on live TV and tell everyone that, you know, things are always great for me, because they're not. But the good thing about it is I can always see the brighter side of things. I do get tired. I do get frustrated. I do get angry. And there are times that I do need to call my mother and be reminded of the fact that despite how angry or upset I am about certain things that are going on in the world or maybe at home, that I still get this opportunity to live a life that I was not supposed to have. And a lot of it is because of my mother.
And we'll leave it there. I want to come back in a couple of weeks and talk to you about some other things, but I just don't want anybody to miss the message that you left us with. Thank you, as always. It's such a pleasure to know you and to be friends with you, and we will talk to you in a few weeks, but happy Thanksgiving to your family, and we really appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate you having me, and we got a big one this week, Florida versus Florida State. To the battle of the number two and three quarterbacks. Hopefully I'll be definitely be in Gainesville. And then we got a big one 2 weeks from now. Obviously, we have Georgia versus Alabama in the SEC championship, in which I'll be at. And, you know, these two titles behind me are custom WWE titles, and only one team will be able to get it at the end of the day. But I'm looking forward to December the 2nd as well, to be able to see an amazing game with two great SEC schools. You know, I got the SEC title here, Brandon. Just found out we're going to play Ole Miss next year, November 23rd, 2024. They're going to be coming to the Swamp. So Rebels, get ready. Gators, get ready. It's going to be a great game. But as you said, we'll talk in a few weeks, and Happy holidays, everyone. Please love on your, hug on your loved ones. Call people that you haven't called in a while. Maybe you got, grief with them or whatever it may be. Make it right, because tomorrow's not promised. And today is all that we can live on. So love on your loved ones. Tell them that you love them and that you believe in them. And go out and be great human beings.
Thad Bullard, known in the ring as Titus O'Neil. We will see you soon, Thad. Fantastic conversation and so important on Thanksgiving Eve, which we are now in. We'll take a short break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Mark and many others are really getting emotional about Thaddeus, and it's truly remarkable. One day we'll replay some of the clips from our day with him about 5 years ago in Gainesville. Thank you very much for doing that, for tweeting that. Legend is next.
What's up, my black hat brother? What's going on, baby?
How are you?
Man, I'm blessed, Paul. That was a great interview, man. I just want to shout out to Thad Bullard there and let him know, man, that's a great blessing what you're doing, sharing your story. You know, the great Pete Spackman used to tell me, Paul, be good to everybody you meet, because everybody you meet is in a tremendous battle for their soul. And you really realize that during interviews like that, man. You really realize that. And keeping in that spirit, I'd just like to tell Steph from Alabama, it's been 4 years since my mom's been gone. It don't get easier. But what you can do is live your best life, be happy. That's the best way you can honor their memory and what they put into you. And to keep your head up, a black hat for you and a black hat for Matt. Listen, Matt. No matter what goes on in your life, son, remember this right here. You are a part of the greatest sports radio show in the history of sports radio. One day they're going to make movies about this show. They're going to write documentaries, baby. There's going to be a sitcom eventually about it. And you're a part of it, dude. So no matter what's going on in your life, you are a part of the greatest sports family in the world. Keep your head up, dude. Don't let life whoop you. Stand up. Be an Aggie. Whoop life, dude. You got it in you. You can do it. Paul, this playoff situation, I'm concerned when the man leading it name is Boo. Greg McElroy, let's go to Boo. 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 Are you freaking kidding me, Boo? Let me tell y'all something. I'm with my black hat brother Feinbaum right here. When we beat Georgia's ass, we belong in there. And if Alabama don't make it in there, the playoff is a friggin' joke. Don't you agree, Paul? It would be a friggin' joke, man.
I can't say what I really want to say because, it's too inflammatory. But I'll think about it and wait for the right moment if we have that moment. But because I don't want to, at this time, I don't want to make threatening statements. There's too much nonsense out there. But we'll converge in due time. How about that?
Hey, yeah, you know we would. Because Boo, better get his facts right. Boo, get your facts right, Boo.
Well, in fairness to Boo, he's only one of 13 people.
Yeah, but he's a representative, Paul. Well, he's the representative of the 13. I hate to see the other 12.
Well, hey, Legend, you just answered your own question. If he's the best one to send out there in front of those hot lights.
Really. I agree with McElroy. This Oregon thing is a joke. The Pac-2 defense out there. Bo Nix would be a 7-win quarterback if he was still at Auburn, man. Come on, Dane Daniel plays in the best conference in the nation. He's the friggin' Heisman Trophy
but
winner.
I made this point, and I don't think I realized what I was saying. I started out like being critical, saying, how do you put Tennessee at number 21 after losing by 28 two consecutive weeks? But now I understand. They're just going, okay, those are great. Those are big time teams they're losing to. So we are going to look past that because we know they're better than most of those other schools.
Absolutely. I think Boo and this committee need to get a reality check. Like you said, we want the four best teams. They screwed it up last year, putting TCU in there. It didn't belong. Don't screw it up this year. Actually watch the ball game, brother. And let me say this about Georgia. Georgia's a monster. I'll give them credit on Thanksgiving. They're a monster. They're the Johnny Ringo of college football. But the problem is, I'm the Doc Holliday of college football, baby. And listen, Georgia, I'll be your huckleberry. Everybody's afraid of you coming down that tunnel. I can't wait till you bring your ass down that tunnel. We've been waiting on this, Johnny Ringo. I'll be your huckleberry. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving to Pine Bomb Nation. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's just a game. Don't be like the legend. Sports insane. Legend has left the building.
We are back. Final 30 minutes right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back here as we head for the hills. Augie in New Orleans. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. Paul, that was an interview with Thaddeus. I think the last really great interview you had was Ernie Johnson Jr. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was amazing.
This one was just as amazing. I mean, this one ranks up there as, I would think, some of the best interviews you ever had. How would you rank it?
I'm at a disadvantage, Augie, because I spent so much time with him in the past, but I was so appreciative that he would share the story again. So I realize a lot of people didn't see that. It's been 5 or 6 years.
I didn't see it before, and honestly, I didn't know who he was, other than he must have played against us, and he was probably good. So I remember.
He was a good player.
I guess I remember.
He really was.
So he terrorized us, so that's what I remember about him. And you just don't know about people until you have these kinds of interviews. And the only thing I would say that I would change is that I wish he was ours. But, hey, he is from the SEC, and that was an amazing interview from an amazing man. So,
thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Hey, Paul, have you been keeping up with the drama surrounding the LSU women's basketball program?
I mean, I've seen it from a distance. I know Angel Reese has been missing. Don't know why, and really haven't heard any explanations.
Well, your friend Glenn Gilbo, Kim Mulkey chopped him up in an interview.
Really?
She did, yes. So it's pretty interesting. But, Paul, I've been thinking about this whole college football playoff business and the whole where Alabama's going to rank. And, you know, I felt pretty bad about losing to Alabama. But, you know, it might be because of us the reason Alabama doesn't get in. Because had we beat Ole Miss, that victory by Alabama over us, I think would have meant more. And that might be the difference between pushing them over the hump. Maybe. But if they don't get in, I will take pride in the fact that we somehow helped lessen their resume in order to get in. So, see, some good can come out of bad. You just have to really look for it.
I like that approach. You're right, though. I know BK looks back on a lot of games, but what did he have, a 10-point lead against Ole Miss?
It was crazy, Paul. Again, because he took off the summer off, he went to Europe and enjoyed the finer things in life. He didn't recruit a defense, so he gets beat by Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. But, Paul, it's Thanksgiving, and there are a lot of things I'm thankful for, and I'd just like to share a couple of them, if you don't mind.
No.
Number one, I'm thankful for the fact that I didn't go to the same Louisiana public high school as Dwayne. Very thankful for that. I'm thankful that I'm not as addicted to social media as Larry from Missouri. I'm thankful I'm not as dumb-looking as Legion there. And I'm thankful that a guy named AJ calls the show. So there's no way I can ever be the dumbest, most droll, and inconsequential caller in all of Feinbaum Nation. Those are the things I'm thankful for, Paul. And you and yours wishing the best of Thanksgiving Day. Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul is good, sounding good as always. I must agree with everyone. That Thaddeus reminded me. In fact, my wife, Bill Vita, came in. She said, you could have summed up what his statement was in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. Judge not one by the color of their skin, but by their character. And that Thaddeus, he's number one on my book. Now, let's get back here to Columbia. Everybody talking about President Trump coming to Columbia to support the Gamecocks. We all know that's political.
I think he's coming there to be neutral.
Well, I'm sure it's all about politics, but
well, I think it really is.
But people here, Mr. Feinbaum, come in and look at stuff. People I've known for years. Some surprise me, some don't. But they don't want Trump here in Columbia. You know where they want him to go?
Who'd they want?
They want Trump not to come to Columbia, but go to Washington, D.C. and drain that swamp. That's what people are coming in here saying. And go Gamecocks, because you Tigers, bunch of pussycats. Thank you, Mr. Feinbaum. Happy Thanksgiving.
AJ is up next.
You know, Paul, I'm thankful that Augie was able to put the candy ass in candied yams because we wouldn't have it for dinner tomorrow. And that's a good, sweet part of the day. But I'm going to tell you, the Thad interview, that was one of the best ones that you've ever had. I think that everybody can, you know, extract some things that he said and implement them into their lives and to, you know, pass on to other people. That was just good stuff. Now, Bash, on the other hand, Paul, he did say he was wanting to go toe-to-toe with Legend Mundy. I don't really think he knows what he's walking into on that. I'd check that out. But, Paul, the worst part of the day, John from Louisville literally said that Auburn was a cupcake game for Alabama. I'm like, where in the hell, what rock did you climb out from under, John? Well, you're talking about the Iron Bowl over there. You're talking about the Auburn Tigers, and you want to sit there and tell me a cupcake game? You've never even watched the Iron Bowl. You don't know a damn thing about sports, clearly. I don't know what kind of book you're reading every day you call up here, but I'm going to tell you something. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, Feinbaum Nation, Paul Feinbaum, but not to John's ass from Louisville. War damn eagle.
Miss Pat is up next.
Hey, Paul, I'll start out. I had decided to go cold turkey today and quit your program. I lasted 2 whole hours, and I tuned in time to hear your interview with Thaddeus. It was absolutely wonderful. What an amazing story. And then I heard Legend, which was great. Then Augie called and kind of ruined my day. He talked about my friend Larry and Legend and AJ, but Cat Daddy was great. Anyway, I want to tell you happy Thanksgiving, and I couldn't quit your program because it's just too darn addictive.
Well, thank you, Pat. You have a great day with your family. And Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? First off, I want to say to Matt in San Antonio, hey, Matt's prayed for me before. And Matt, keep your head up, man. You got friends that love you. You know, we're praying for you. We love you, man. You're part of the best program that's ever been on the face of the earth, and you got friends and people out here that care a lot about you, man. So just keep your head up and just know that you ain't alone, brother. We got you back. And Paul, I don't know what this paralegal down in Louisiana was talking about. I mean, we beat Ole Miss and LSU. I mean, Ole Miss is ranked in front of LSU, and we whooped them both. So I don't know how he's thinking that LSU's somehow hurting us when we just got done, you know, putting our foot in their seat of their britches. But, you know, and that's, you know, as far as these playoffs, Paul, only thing we need to worry about is the Iron Bowl. I mean, we got to win that game. I mean, we got to work, play Georgia. We don't need to even worry about the playoffs right now because we may not even get in it. I mean, but the one thing we are in is we're in the Iron Bowl this Saturday. And we got to go down there, and yes, we're going to whoop that cupcake team. We're going to whoop them. We're going to whoop them good. But anyway, Paul, love you, brother. Love everybody out there. I want everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving. And, hey, don't hold animosity toward each other. If you got a problem with somebody, pray for them. Call them, you know, talk to them. Don't just, you know, life's too short. So anyway, y'all have a good one, Paul, and have a good time down at Auburn. I'll talk to you Monday, my friend.
Thank you so much. We'll take a short break. A few minutes remaining here on a Wednesday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.